Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome in John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. Brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come on in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hello, John. Happy Friday morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Happy Easter weekend, John Feinstein.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Easter is a semi-big deal to two of my children, the girls. Danny doesn't care.
Right. I don't feel like Easter should ever be in March. It's kind of weird this year. It's March
31st.
It is
early. I mean, I'm used to being in Augusta
right.
for Easter Sunday. I've been there for a lot of times on Easter, and to say that they take it seriously down there, wow.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I can't believe we're just a couple weeks away from the Masters. It's crazy.
It's coming. It's right around
the
corner.
Man, the sports calendar just flies, doesn't it? Just flies by.
As long as you're busy, time moves quickly.
It really does.
And sports is almost always busy.
Well, it's been super busy here in D.C. this week. Just a few days ago, huge news, seismic news, actually, for the Wizards and Caps, as Monumental Sports agrees to stay in D.C. through the year 2050. They agree on a deal with Mayor Bowser and D.C. They get $515 million to upgrade the arena. The deal to move to Virginia is dead. What are your takeaways from this? And are you surprised by the fact that they wound up back in D.C., kind of where they belong?
Well, you guys might remember when this came up, what, 3-4 weeks ago, what I said to you.
You said they were going to stay.
Yeah, this was not going to happen. Yeah. It was a bluff with a dog and pony show included with Youngkin and Leonsis. You guys have to remember, you're not as old as I am, of course, but once upon a time, George Steinbrenner was threatening to move the Yankees to New Jersey if he didn't get a new Yankee stadium, which he eventually did. This is the bluff that owners play when they aren't given what they want. And owners always want more. And, you know, the Angeloses were threatening to move out of Baltimore until recently. And I thought it was a bluff. There were 5 years in between the so-called announcement and when they were going to move. And I figured that, you know, Leonsis would get something out of Washington, out of D.C., which he did. And wouldn't go anywhere. I was in the arena 2 weeks ago for the ACC tournament. There's really nothing wrong with it.
I agree. It's
not like Fenway Park where the bathrooms are falling apart and things like that. And you can't get near the front of a concession stand line because the concession stands are so little. But so Leonsis just wanted more. He's a rich businessman who just wants more. He wants to be Don Corleone. And basically got what he wanted, although he looks kind of silly having, you know, written all that stuff about why it would be good for the community to have the teams move to Virginia. I mean, that was a bunch of hoo-ha if I ever heard it. And then what was the gap? Five weeks? Six weeks? Was it that long?
Something like that. Yeah, it was January, I think, maybe late December.
Yeah, and now, Oh, okay. Everything's groovy, as my sister would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
it's not a good look.
I don't think he expected all of the
terrible look,
political and public backlash pushing against the Virginia deal.
Like, Leonsis is one of those guys. He's a very smart guy. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those guys who always thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and that he can convince anybody to do anything he wants to have done, because most of his life that's what's happened, and he just went a little too far. And to his credit, was smart enough to find a way to back out. And all that lovey-dovey stuff with Mayor Bowser was very, very amusing because they hate each other.
Yeah, you could tell. It was very awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Seriously?
Yeah. And we had Bowser on the show yesterday, and she had some...
Oh, I'm sure she was on everywhere in the world yesterday.
Oh, yeah, she was.
This is a triumph for her.
Yeah,
and
I got to be honest with you, John. I'm glad I just don't have to talk. I mean, we're talking about it with you because it just happened, but I'm glad we don't have to talk about it anymore
for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I'm just glad.
Yeah,
I was just getting tired of it.
I'm with you. I mean, sports is supposed to be about competition and the games and the wins and losses. It's not supposed to be about constant negotiations about stadiums and arenas and stuff like that. And yet, Jason, it is.
Well, John, let's talk about one of the tenants, the Caps. I hope that if they make the playoffs, I hope eventually they don't have to play the Toronto Maple Leafs because
they don't do well against them.
Yeah, the Maple Leafs just have the Caps number. Like they just run into a buzzsaw with the Maple Leafs.
They've been playing so well.
Yeah, and just talk about the Caps playoff run. I mean, like a month ago,
they didn't lose any ground last night, which is
good.
They
were like a 6% chance of making the playoffs. Today, they're close to a 70% chance to make the playoffs. It's been an amazing turnaround that Carberry is issuing there.
Yeah, no, and guys like Strome and some of the others have really played well lately. I almost said stepped up. Thank God I didn't. But Carberry's done a very good job, obviously. And Ovechkin becoming Ovechkin again has been critical. And I do think they're going to make the playoffs. If only because the other contenders aren't playing particularly well. I mean, the Caps are going, last night aside, they've been going in the right direction for about a month. Mm. You know, the Islanders have fallen apart, even though they did finally win a game last night. And I think the Caps are in very good shape to make the playoffs.
Got a big one against Boston tomorrow here.
Yeah, but Boston, you're right, but Boston is not the dominant team it was a year ago. They're vulnerable. They've lost some games at home. Ever since they lost that series to Florida last year, they're still a very good team, obviously. They're going to be a one or a two seed. But they're not the dominant team that they were last year when it felt like they never lost. But it is a big game, Jason. You're right, of course.
Yeah. Yesterday was just a big day in sports. A lot going on.
Opening day. NCAAs.
Sweet 16. You had the pro days with Drake May, and everyone's talking about that.
Can I jump in here for a second?
By the way, when did pro days start? Did they have that back in the 80s and 90s before the draft? I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. It's just a hype thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm watching the end of Tony and Mike's show last night, and, you know, ESPN promos what's coming up. They led with Drake May's pro day.
It's a big deal. NFL's a big deal. It always is.
I know the NFL's a big deal. I'm not questioning that. But, you know, like when they said we're going to play on Christmas, you can imagine the NBA's reaction was like, oh, God, not that.
They hate that.
Oh, they have to hate that. Yeah. But the thing about the pro days is there's no defense.
Nope.
And by the way, if you don't know who Drake May is or who Jaden Daniels is or, you know, who Caleb Williams is, any of these guys, now, having watched them all season, what are you going to learn from them throwing the ball to a bunch of wide-open receivers? I don't get it. I do not get it. And yet you're right, Jason. People make a big deal out of it.
Yep. It's a big deal, and certainly a big deal here because
one of those guys is coming here.
Right, believe what you want, but you know, I don't know if Dan Quinn and Adam Peters really know who they want it to yet.
I'm sure they know who they want, and it's just this is an NFL thing to say nothing. I saw a headline, I don't know which website it was on, Dan Quinn comes clean on on draft. And I'm like, and then it goes on and says, well, we have no idea who we're going to draft. Yeah. What was that?
It's called clickbait, John.
Right. That's what it is.
You're 100% right. Because I actually clicked on the story saying, what? I missed that. Yeah. And I hadn't missed anything.
Look, it just feeds sports radio segments, multiple sports radio segments per show. That's what it does.
Let's talk about Pete Rose. Should he go to the Hall of Fame? Call in now.
Hey, all right, let's talk Sweet 16.
Yes.
RJ Davis and Caleb Love last night, who used to play with each other, who don't like each other, and are now with two different teams, were combined 0 for 18 from 3 last night.
Which is why they won't play each other.
And they're not going to play each other. I had Arizona in a survivor pool. I'm very bitter. I watched pretty much the entire game.
Whoops.
Arizona was just chucking up threes. They, you know, I thought Caleb Love was a bad basketball player last night. Props to Brad Brunell, who was almost fired last year by the new AD down in Clemson, who told him,
he won't be fired now.
Not going to be fired, but he's into the Elite Eight. First time Clemson's been there since Bill Foster was the coach in 1980. And I know you remember that.
Yeah, and that's the only other time they've made the Elite Eight.
Right.
Was 1980.
But here's your, you don't have, you know, you got two twos and a one lose last night. If you like some of those upsets and the teams you don't expect, you got them with Clemson and Bama for a chance to play in the Final Four.
Yeah, and it's funny because last week, I wrote a column this week saying that last week was essentially, for a first weekend, boring. You know, you had Oakland and you had Yale. And you had James Madison, which I didn't think was an upset. They were way underseeded.
Yeah, Grand Canyon. You had some double digits.
Grand Canyon, yeah. But that wasn't a big upset, at least in terms of seeds.
No.
But otherwise, you know, there were a lot of one-sided affairs. But last night, you did get some upsets, although the Cinderellas are all home. There are no Cinderellas left. Clemson was a 6th seed.
Bama's a 4. Yeah.
Bama's a 4, and we all know how good they are. We knew how good they were going into the game. And the only double digit seed left is NC State, and you can hardly call them the ACC champions of Cinderella.
Right.
They're not.
Well, are you? Another thing to talk about from last night is just how UConn is just destroying everybody they play.
They're really good.
They really are. I mean, I think offensively they're better than they were last year, even though they had Jordan Hawkins last year. I think they're better this year, player for player.
I think they might be better, too. Yeah. And Danny Hurley has proven what a good coach he is. I always thought he was a good coach because he actually had winning teams at Wagner, mm-hmm. which is where he first coached in college, and had winning teams at Rhode Island. And he's a terrific coach. I'm really glad for him because I've always liked him. He was kind of the underdog in the Hurley family because mm-hmm. Bobby was a superstar,
yep.
Won 2 national championships, and Danny struggled at Seton Hall, stopped playing for a while, came back, did play well as junior,
depression
senior
issues,
year.
Right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did. And then he got his brother into coaching after Bobby's accident. Bobby just went away from basketball, actually became a horse trainer for a while. And Danny said, right. Come and work with me at Wagner.
Yeah.
And he did, and Bobby's had ups and downs, but Danny's building a Hall of Fame career right now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's only, what, 51, I think. And good for him. I'm very happy for him. I always liked him. And they're the best team. That doesn't mean you win.
Right.
You know, that's the one and out element. Like Carolina's probably better than Alabama. But they lost.
Yep.
You know, and you go back through the years to NC State beating Houston and Villanova beating Georgetown and Duke beating Vegas. I mean, these things happen.
Yeah.
And that's why we all watch the tournament, because these things happen.
I brought this up earlier when we were kind of breaking down the games from last night. And I don't know, Terrence Shannon, who I think is probably the most skilled player in the tournament. Dalton connects very good, but Shannon's unbelievable. How he gets to the back. He's so
He's averaging
athletic.
Like 30 points a game for the last 8 or 10 games.
He's unbelievable. And I brought this up. He's got a rape trial in May, right? And I don't know what happened in Lawrence. Only 2 people know. But the fact that he can just block that out, I would be freaking out about if a jury is convinced that he raped this girl, he's going to jail for a long time. His NBA career is done. And he's going out there and beating Iowa State and putting up 30. I don't know how the kid's doing it.
Well, I'll say 2 things. The first thing is I think, you know, when we've all dealt with tragedy in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Losing family, whatever it might be. That your escape is what you do. Your escape is for me it's to write. For you guys, it's to do your show. And for this guy, it's to play basketball. He steps inside the lines and he
forgets about everything else. Yeah, I guess.
Apparently.
I guess.
He's done a hell of a job with it. And the only thing you said I don't necessarily agree with is if he goes to jail on a rape charge,
yeah.
I don't know that means he'll never play in the NBA. If he can get himself back in shape and be close to the player he is now, an NBA team will take a chance on him.
Well, I don't know how. I mean, how long would he go to jail for?
Well, we don't have any idea.
I think five to ten years.
If he goes for 10 years and he comes back and he's 32, I don't think it'll happen. But athletes tend to get cut a break, especially when it comes to jail time.
I don't know.
I don't even know if he's guilty.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, yeah. I just don't know how he just completely blocks it out. But
it's remarkable. You're right.
Real quick, tonight. Some obviously four more games. Any thoughts on these matchups? The Gonzaga-Purdue game will be interesting. You mentioned NC State. Your boys are playing Houston and then Creighton, Tennessee.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, my first thought is, why are the games so damn late?
I know. I hate it. Yep. I hate it.
I mean, these committee members talk about the student athletes, and then they start games after 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There's no way the Duke Houston game is starting at 9:39.
No,
there's no way.
Impossible.
Impossible, and you know, and
Creighton and Tennessee isn't going to start at 10:09.
No way. They schedule it for after 10 o'clock at night. But my hope, you know, Rick Barnes is a friend of mine. And I don't know how he's not in the Hall of Fame. He's won almost 800 games. He's been to the Final Four, which some Hall of Fame members never did, among them John Chaney and Lefty Driesell, who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, don't get me wrong. So I would love to see Rick get in another Final Four, because then people would have to say, hey, wait a minute, he's not in the Final in the Hall of Fame yet. I think Duke's going to have a tough time with Houston. I think Houston having a struggle with Texas A&M is good for them.
Right.
Because it gets their attention, and they know they're playing Duke, and Duke made 100 threes against James Madison, which they will not do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody. It's the old thing about, you know, when you shoot 65 the first day in a golf tournament, you're probably not breaking 70 the next day.
Right.
And I feel that way about Duke. Houston will be very hard out for them. What Marquette Creighton is a terrific matchup. I'm really looking forward.
No, Creighton, Tennessee is the matchup.
Creighton, Tennessee. Yeah. I'm sorry. They're playing Tennessee. Yeah. Who's Marquette playing?
NC State.
They're playing the Wolfpack.
NC State.
Yeah, that should be a terrific game.
Yeah.
I mean, NC State's on a real roll, and Marquette's very good, and Shaka Smart is a hell of a coach, which we've been reminded about since he left Texas, which was a disaster. So, you guys often ask me to pick games,
mm-hmm.
and I don't because I'm always wrong. The only game is I picked right.
All right, pick
so
one,
far.
Pick one or two, and I'll bet against you.
Yeah, we'll fade you.
I'll take Connecticut.
right. That seems like the surest bet.
I kind of like that, but all right.
John, we got to run. Have a great Easter weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Same to you guys. Have a good time. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. That is John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we'll do Cakes' entertainment page. And don't forget, coming up at 8:45, your chance to win Nationals opening day tickets here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.